we still think that there is some upside for CPIX, like the Reserve Bank does. The Reserve Bank is talking about CPIX peaking at somewhere near around about 7% early next year. I don't think I think perhaps late this year, not a little bit. Whatever the case, we're not too far off the peak. We started to see signs of decline in the producer price inflation rate. That's a more volatile figure than the CPIX, but it is a reasonably good predictor of the future direction of CPIX inflation. We've seen some decline in that. The important component of that more significant, and I believe that the strengthening of the rand will carry on that trend in the coming months, and that eventually will start there. That effect will start feeding through to the CPIX inflation rate with a couple of months lag. In other words, we're not far off the peak. We are pretty much in agreement with what the Reserve Bank says expects on that matter too. And so we come to the very hazardous prediction, I must admit, that the Reserve Bank has probably finished with interest rate hiking. Although, you know, economists speak, we say there are still the upside risks. It's definitely a sort of toss-up between hiking and flat. There's no talk of cutting just yet. So there are the upside risks. But that the Reserve Bank may, by December's meeting, start feel that it's probably done enough to stem the tide of underlying inflationary pressures. The consumers are starting to feel the pinch more, and that it can possibly just hold rates where they are now for a considerable length of time and watch the inflation situation sort itself out. It's a hazardous prediction. I know some foreign economists have said to me that the South African Reserve Bank is the most difficult Reserve Bank in the world, they think, to predict. It's not as they don't telegraph their intentions as transparently as the US Federal Reserve, for instance. So it is fraught with risks.